Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Colby Jacob, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. As a Barbadian sculptor, painter, tailor, sportsman, and overall artistic pioneer of Barbadian and West Indian art, he developed and opened doors for West Indian artistry across the globe. On this day, July 4th, we celebrate the life and achievements of Karl Brookhagen. Born in British Guiana, now Guyana, on this day in 1909, Karl moved to Barbados in his teenage years in 1924 with his mother and took up the trade as a tailor's apprentice. In his formative years, he continued to master his ability as a worker of cloth and dimensions and use his curiosity of human anatomy and human character to fuel his passion for artistry. As an artist, Brookhagen became a master of sculpting and painting, going on to be hired by Combermere's principal Major Newt to spearhead the arts program and develop an art curriculum at the school, one of the first of its kind in the island. Upon showcasing his work at an exhibition at the British Council in London in 1948, the opportunity was opened for him to receive a scholarship to Goldsmiths College in London. 2 years later, he earned a diploma in fine arts. With his exposure to museums and art galleries in London and Paris, he was influenced by works and cultures from across the globe. This propelled his artistry into an arena of personal depiction and works of human character and external individual features, rather than the metaphors of society and West Indian culture. He's mostly known for his three bronze statues in Barbados. The most famous of the three is the Slave in Revolt, a piece that was unveiled in 1985 at Haggett Hall, St. Michael, to commemorate the 150th anniversary of slave emancipation in the British West Indies. His other famous works include the statue of Sir Gralley Adams, first Premier of Barbados, unveiled in 1998 and situated in front of Barbados' government headquarters on Bay Street, St. Michael. The statue of cricketing legend Sir Garfield Sobers, sculpted by Brookhagen and his son Virgil, was originally unveiled at the Sir Garfield Sobers Roundabout on April 28, 2002. It was relocated to the entrance of the Kensington Oval on Saturday, November 18, 2006. Brookhagen was awarded the Pride of Barbados Award in 1999, an Honorary Doctorate of Letters by the University of the West Indies, and an Award of Excellence in Creative and Visual Arts. He was also awarded the Queen's Jubilee Medal, the Gold Crown of Merit, and a Medal of Merit for International Excellence from Drexel University, Philadelphia. Born on this day, July 4th, Karl Brookhagen is remembered as a Barbadian artistic visionary, cherished father, beloved teacher, and endearing light of West Indian artistic talent.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.